All right, welcome aboard Dennis Stuckey's show on a Thursday. No show tomorrow because of high school football. I got to get out to Birmingham Seaholm for the Big Reds regional championship game with the Maples. Still kind of trying to wrap my thoughts around the Maples is the name of a football team, but that's what it is. We're going until 6:30 today, and we're going to start the show off with a bang because Matt Shook is here to join us to talk about a plethora of subjects. I'm going to start with the Pistons because it's Pistons time of year for you, Matt. And the big thing is, will they ever be able to stay healthy?
Yeah, that's the story of the season so far, no doubt about it. And not only that, but they're playing a soft schedule right now, which would be hard to believe when you look at the standings. But this is the time of year that they should be cleaning up on some of these medium to bad teams that they've been playing. And here they find themselves at 4-8. Now, we talked about this on the podcast the other day. If you want to be optimistic, go ahead and look at the rest of the November schedule. There's a lot of very winnable games on there. We expect that Blake Griffin will be with this team, other than the back-to-backs and maybe some scattered games here and there, but he's ready to go, and we'll be playing Derrick Rose with the same thing. Obviously, that's a day-to-day situation with all those guys, given their injury history and injury present as well. But, yeah, I mean, they have a chance to get back to 500 in the next 5 or 6 weeks, and they need to do that because the second half of the schedule this season is really tough. So if you've got any hopes of this team getting into the playoffs or not thinking about making some really tough decisions about the future of the franchise come trade deadline next summer, then they got to get going, and they got to get going now.
Well, I think they at least need Blake. And I get it. You know, they weren't going to bring him back on back-to-back games like that. And also, what they had flight problems even getting to Miami. But I think Andre already is starting to burn out a little bit, and he's getting into foul trouble a lot lately. They need something that can lift them up, and Blake is probably that one thing that could give them the spark they need.
Yeah, Blake is the best player on this team. And like you said, Andre's done a commendable job through the first most of the time that he was kind of on his own. But like you said, the last three games, just some really dumb fouls and getting himself into foul trouble, which has been a problem for him, obviously, throughout his career. And I would have staggered those the comebacks of Griffin and Derrick Rose myself. I would have brought one of them back on Monday and brought one of them back on Tuesday, especially if you already knew ahead of time, which you probably did, that neither of these guys were going to play it back-to-back. So why don't you put one of these effective scorers out there one day and one the other. But what do I know? I'm just some guy that screams about the team on a podcast. But they lost both games, so I guess it wouldn't have mattered who they put out there because the two losses at the end of the day anyway. But, yeah, I mean, I'm in Charlotte tomorrow, the first of three times over 15 days that they're going to play Charlotte. They got beat four times in four games by the Hornets last year, and that team got even worse from being mediocre before that. So there's an opportunity there, but they got to get over that hurdle of beating Charlotte.
Yeah, that's been a bad matchup for them for a long time, really.
Yeah.
It just seems for whatever reason, they don't match up very well. Any Pistons team that we've had the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 years don't match up well against the Charlotte Hornets or Bobcats or whatever they're calling themselves these days. I get confused on all of that.
Yeah, it seems like maybe they found some bars down there that they really like. I can't remember ever watching the Pistons, like you said, in the last 4 or 5 years, going to Charlotte and playing a good game. It seems like they get run out of the gym every time there. Everyone talks about Miami being that place that everyone has bar problems and late nightlife problems. Maybe the Pistons have found something they like down there. Who knows?
Well, I just seems in the past years that if Kemba Walker is 2 for 100 shooting, he goes 12 for 14 against the Pistons.
Yeah, and that's not just a fluke, too, because the Pistons have had such problems with their point guard defense that the Reggie Jacksons of the world, who's maybe not quite as terrible defensively as some folks think he is, but Ish Smith was a guy who had problems defensively mostly because of his size, and Derrick Rose is not solving that problem by any means. But you hope that they figure out ways to combat that problem, and Terry Rozier is no Kemba Walker, so a little bit easier of a task, but still a guy who can get buckets in a major way in short spurts and has really good nights here and there, so he could be a tough task for the Dwayne Casey and the boys.
Somebody explain Luke Kennard the other night for me in Miami. I figured 22 in the first half and none in the second half I could explain to fatigue, But how do you go nothing in the first half to 22 in the second half against the Heat?
Yeah, we've been complaining about consistency for Luke Kennard throughout his 3 years, and so we're working towards getting there. Now we just got to make sure that each half is consistent. Each game has been pretty consistent so far. He had a third straight game of 20 points or more for the first time in his career, and really he's a guy who's scoring, I think he's just under 20 points per game, which is unbelievable because last year he had a decent season and didn't even average 10 points per game. So the numbers are up, but like you said, a tough shooting night in the first half and then responded well in the second half. But overall, very good for Luke so far this season, and we'll see if he can build on that. The most important question, obviously, is how do him and Blake Griffin play together? They're two of the best players on this team. They need to be on the court together. They haven't played very well together these last couple of years, so we'll see if that's something that Dwayne Casey can figure out.
And I know you like Bruce Brown, and we both know he's not going to be a big scorer, but
sure.
3 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds. That's pretty good for kind of being put in a position where maybe it's not the best place on the court for him to be.
Yeah, there are a couple of decent shooters around him right now, and if he's playing with the ball in his hands, which he's been forced to do lately, it's something I'd like to see him continue to do at times, not as many minutes as that he's playing right now at point guard because of necessity, but he's a guy who can break down the defense a little bit and find open three-point shooters. That's what happened in the second half against Miami. Credit to Bruce for that, but yeah, there's certainly a lot of strides that he needs to make, obviously, offensively on the ball with some of the ball handling and decision-making. And then if he's going to be any kind of off-the-ball player, he's got to turn into something like a passable shooter, which he obviously is not right now. So there's a long road ahead, but like you said, he's kind of one of my guys. I do like the foundation and the effort and the athleticism, and it's something I think the Pistons can build upon.
All right, let's move on to the Lions now.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
This time it's quarterback controversy, but it's not really anybody's fault. I mean, if Matthew Stafford is not healthy, the Lions basically are very thin at that position. Was Jeff Driskel the worst I've ever seen? No, but do I want Jeff Driskel as my every week starting quarterback in Detroit? The answer to that is no as well. So let's start with Colin Kaepernick. How serious is the NFL? And how serious will the Lions be, or is this just a token look at a pipe dream?
Yeah, it seems like kind of a little bit of a publicity stunt on the NFL's part. They want to obviously live up to the agreement that they made in the settlement with Colin Kaepernick, where they kind of seemingly promised them some opportunities, and this would kind of fall along those lines. But that being said, that's the way to be cynical about it. If you want to be not so cynical about it, it is a way in for teams to get a look at Colin Kaepernick without word leaking that he came to such and such team to work out, and then that team falls under a huge microscope. So teams can have that look at him. They can work him out. Matt Patricia said the other day the Lions will send someone there. It came through the NFL's official channels this weekend that the Lions are one of 11 teams that will have a representative there, and the other ones that will be sent footage of the proceedings as well. I think that Roger Goodell wants to get this done. I think that he would like to see Colin Kaepernick in the NFL this year, just because it's just kind of been this thing that's been hanging over the head of the league. Now, of course, there's going to be people in the league office and in the White House that aren't going to be happy about Colin Kaepernick maybe making a return to the NFL, but it's just kind of been this dark cloud hovering over the league for a few years. And I think that the league would like to see that end. Now, as far as it being in Detroit, I don't see that, man. This is a team that can't really walk and chew gum under normal circumstances, let alone the spotlight that Colin Kaepernick would bring. And that's without any knowledge or questions answered about it, whether he can still do it on the field after all these years of not being on the field. My opinion is he's been a little bit blackballed by the league. But obviously, that's a huge discussion that a lot of people have a lot of strong feelings about. But maybe the most important thing for an NFL head coach is to decide whether he's going to be good enough. I mean, he was a mediocre to slightly above or below mediocre quarterback when he was done playing anyway. So after all that time away, it's hard to imagine that he's going to be a very effective NFL quarterback. But certainly, there's teams that could use him as a backup, and we'll see if he's able to salvage some sort of career going forward.
And I'm going to tell you that I kind of side with you on the Kaepernick thing. I think people are making it about one thing when it's really about something else.
Mm-hmm.
They're making mm-hmm. it about the flag, and it was never about the flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at this point, it's become such a lightning rod issue, and it's just blown up into all these different segments. And it's like I said, what they'll start to find out on Saturday is whether this guy still has enough in the tank, and whether he can be anything close to the really good and amazing athlete. I mean, you think about the first couple of years of his career when he was starting in San Francisco. He was one of these revolutionary quarterbacks that you thought would be around forever. Now, before the controversies, obviously the play took a couple big steps backward before the end of his career, quote unquote. So, yeah, it's I can't imagine that the Detroit Lions are going to bring this on, especially given the things that Matt Patricia values. I mean, he talks about the veterans and all the stuff. You get the Salute to Service Award, and that just seems like something that wouldn't really fit into the framework of what the Lions try to do, trying to avoid controversies, trying to avoid media firestorms. And like I said, they've got enough problems on their own without creating all sorts of situations with the national story that would become.
All right. I asked Costanzo this earlier in the week when he was on the show, and he didn't want to touch it.
Okay.
I'm going to make you general manager of the Lions.
Yeah, well, I'll take the paycheck. Other than that,
This is the scenario I'm going to present to you. You let Matthew Stafford get healthy, meaning you don't play him again this year.
I agree so far.
You go with Jeff Driskel. You get a top 10 pick.
Okay.
You then trade Matthew Stafford to the Chicago Bears, who are also going to have a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And you have two top 10 picks. Matthew Stafford playing in Chicago. You can take whatever quarterback is out there, and there's going to be some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I would. I mean, I'm as someone who's been around this team and around this franchise, man, I'm looking for any reason for something different, right? I mean, and I know that's like the knee-jerk reaction for fans. Everyone wants to fire Bob Quinn and fire Matt Patricia, and there's good reasons to do that. But, yeah, I mean, you're talking about Matthew Stafford at 31 years old, an outstanding first half of the season, no doubt about that. But, man, this is two straight years of broken bones in his back, which is in and of itself kind of a mysterious injury that he seems to be able to play with last year. I saw him. He did not practice these last couple of days, but I was there watching him yesterday at the facility inside, and he's still throwing balls around. You know, he doesn't have pads on, but he's just warming up his arm a little bit. Still throws the ball like you would imagine a guy like him would be doing, but just I'm worried about this health of this guy. And if you're able to get something like that, where it's like you said, a top 10 pick, I would do it, and I would just kind of push a little bit of a reset on this franchise. But if I was going to do that, I would probably fire myself or Bob Quinn or whoever is the general manager and give it to a new regime, because man, this is not working. 9-7 wasn't good enough with Jim Caldwell. Well, how's 6-10 and what this season is going to end up being, which is something probably a little worse than 6-10 if Jeff Driskel's driving the ship the rest of the way. So, yeah, I would do it, and I would make some changes.
Ty Johnson practiced?
He practiced today. Yeah, that's the word. So he's out of the concussion protocol. Just because you practice doesn't necessarily mean you're quite out of the concussion protocol, but for all intents and purposes, it looks like he's ready to go. A bunch of other guys appear not ready to go, including Rick Wagner and Tracy Walker, and the other issue is that Darius Slay popped up back on the injury report today. So good news, bad news in Lions land, but the Dallas Cowboys in town on Sunday, and we'll see. I got a good story coming out tomorrow's paper about Jeff Heath from Lake Orion and Saginaw Valley State, who's a captain of the Dallas Cowboys and married a Cowboys cheerleader, and he's on top of the world. And we're also writing about Kellen Moore and John Kitna, former Lions quarterbacks who are on staff with Jason Garrett as the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, and the glory days of the Lions when those guys were that quarterback.
Can't let you go without asking you about Michigan, Michigan State.
Yeah, man, it seems like Michigan's the overwhelming favorite, and mostly just because of what's been going on in East Lansing. So I think in college sports, these things kind of just roll downhill, and when they do, I don't see how Michigan State turns this season around at this point. I thought that Illinois thing was a little bit of a nail in the coffin for this year. And especially going on the road in Ann Arbor, I think it's Michigan. I think it's Michigan big.
All right. Tell them about the podcast.
Yeah, Lockdown Pistons, we're going strong every day. Good stuff about the Pistons every day. And it's not, even when we get to the dog days, even when there's a losing streak, we're doing big picture discussions about what this franchise should do going forward. So check us out on iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts, find Locked On Pistons. It'll be there for you waiting every morning.
All right, good stuff. Thanks as always, Matt. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Talk to you real soon, Dennis. Thanks.
All right. There's Matt Shook joining us as he does every Thursday here on the Dennis Stuckey Show. We'll be back.